Arguably, the largest film industry in the world is located not in Hollywood, but in Bombay, India. The soundtracks for Indian movies draw on styles from a wide range of cultures and are as popular as the films themselves. World music critic Milo Miles explains how American audiences can get a screening of one master of Indian cinema music.
Sound was introduced to Indian films in 1931, and since then, the huge majority of productions have been musicals. Pop music is synonymous with film soundtracks in India, and hit songs attract an audience of hundreds of millions in the Middle East, Indonesia, and Africa as well. World music is by nature eclectic, but only Indian film songs seem to allow absolutely any combination of modes. Sweet string sections, stomping brass, reggae, disco, salsa, and country are sliced and recombined with carefree enthusiasm. But the result must not be a murky stew. Indian movie songs are thoroughly functional and have to underscore the mood of a scene, so there's no room for artistic statements or mere intellectual hijinks, which is not to say the songs lack vitality.
నోటబు చంద హాడలు చంద మౌనబు చంద ఓ సంగతి నీరువాగ నన బాళెల్ల ఆనంద ఓ సంగతి నీరువాగ నన బాళెల్ల ఆనంద.
The music we have been hearing is by composer Vijaya Anand, and there is an outstanding collection of his work available. But first, I should talk about a fine video introduction to Indian film music called There Will Always Be Stars in the Sky. This is part of British director Jeremy Marr's Beats of the Heart series, and it's particularly valuable in showing the types of performances Indian film music developed out of and has largely replaced. We get scenes of dancing gypsies, itinerant puppeteers, and a kind of Indian vaudeville doing a road show. The filmmaker seemed to prefer the folk forms, if only because the entire performance can be filmed on the spot. Movie music is made in a modern, fragmented process that can't be seen all at once. Scenes that require songs are shown to composers who work material out with a select group of singers, and the final product is dubbed onto the actors. Turning out two or three songs a day is typical.
ముత్తను నీ తారయ వయసిరువాగ మనసిరువాగ సొగసిరువాగ ఒలవిరువాగ గెలియన్న మరయువయ్యా
బా ఎన్నలు హత్తిర నీ బారయ తా ఎన్నలు ముత్తను నీ తారయ.
Vijaya Anand has no problems with modernity on his album Dance Raja Dance. Indeed, he's particularly suited for rock and rap fans because he never threatens to turn into a berserk version of My Fair Lady. Dance Raja Dance amazes because though you never know what sound's coming next, Anand keeps everything in line with his sly logic and timing.
Hey.
ಹೆಚ್ಚಾಗಿದೆ
Translations of lyrics are provided for Dance Raja Dance, and there's a few inspired lines. My favorite is, when you flash your smile, I float in honey. But the words are often flowery, overdone tripe. The There Will Always Be Stars in the Sky video goes so far as to gently knock Indian film music as an opiate of the masses. But the addicted film fans plainly lust for escape. For many, the movies are the only place to get away from the poverty and squalor that fills their lives. You can't feel it's wrong to give them relief in rich and wondrous songs, but you wonder if it's enough.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge. The video, There Will Always Be Stars in the Sky, is available from Shaanicky Records. And Dance Raja Dance appears on the Luwaka Bop label. I'm Terry Gross.